720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the Alltimer Show. I'm Brian Alltimer. I want to thank everybody that's listening. June is Pride Month, and one of the things that I love to do is find out about things that I really don't know anything about. And so this morning I'm watching, you know, Channel 2, and I see Joe Donnellan. He does, you know, he does these really interesting pieces. And one of the pieces he did was about the Chicago Primetimers. And what it is, it's a social group, and it's a social group for gay and bisexual men. And it's a good social group to network. And pretty much, you know, if you're not from Chicago and you move from another, you know, state, and you really don't know where to go, you don't have any friends, this is probably the best place for you to connect with other people. And on the phone with me right now is board president of Chicago Primetimers, is David Zack. He joins me right now. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem. I probably did a bad job explaining what Chicago Primetimers is, but if you can tell me a little bit about Chicago Primetimers and how long you've been around and what it is that you exactly do.
Yeah, I found Chicago Primetimers during COVID, when a lot of people were trying to figure out how to maintain connections to you know, their communities, et cetera, et cetera. So I got invited to go to a monthly dinner at Ann Sather's, which is a famous restaurant on Belmont Avenue. That probably a lot of people in Chicago would know. And I was amazed because there was this group of men, and the guy who was the board president at the time was going up to people and saying, how are you getting through COVID? And people would say, I'm reading the original Three Musketeers in the original French, or, you know, I'm learning how to play this amazing instrument. And I just thought this group of men who were probably in age, I mean, you have to be at least 21, but they're probably, you know, people raging up to, you know, 50, 60, 70, 92 years old, who are all gay men or bisexual men, transmasculine men. And they all have amazing stories, you know, because some of us have been out our whole lives. And a lot of people, you know, have very different stories like that. They've been married, they have kids, they have grandkids. In some cases, they're probably still married. And so the stories of people, you know, who are trying to find kinship, find friendships, find, you know, people to play dominoes with, people to go to the theater with, people to have lunches and breakfasts and drinks, do fun things, take walks, go see strippers. You know, there's lots of things that the club does, all with the sense of trying to make sure that people stay connected with each other in this period, which is, you know, which can be, you know, kind of challenging for LGBTQ people. So the club has been around for 47 years. It's part of a national organization, actually an international organization, which has been around for about 60 years. And so there's people around the world who are in prime timer clubs, and they all share the same values, you know, just trying to find friends, trying to talk, share stories, and just make sure you have a network of people, you know, that you can rely on when times get stressful.
And when you do find people to connect with, are those like lifelong bonds? Because, you know, somebody from that comes from like another state, and they, you know, they come and they join your network, and they may have, you know, a really positive experience. Do you happen to find just lifelong friends that you never forget?
Well, I think there is a lot of that. You know, what's interesting is, like every other organization, it could be a challenge to meet people, because some of these people have been friends for decades. You know, they've been going to these events for a long, long time. And we have a welcome committee, which sort of nurtures people through the first couple of months of when they're a part of the organization, so that people, you know, you've got sort of a big brother taking care of you or introducing you to people, so that you can start to figure out who you are connected with, or who your chosen family is going to be. So yeah, I think there are a lot of friendships which form, which last a long, long time. And, you know, and especially as people are aging, dealing with all the issues that come with aging. You know, it's really great to have people that, you know, you can rely on to say, hey, can you pick me up, or I can't drive at night, or can you help me out with groceries or whatever? So I think in many ways it's a really essential organization. But mostly it's fun. Mostly it's, you know, people just gathering in people's houses or at restaurants or in the area or in various parts of Chicagoland to share their stories, some of which are very similar, and often sometimes people just have amazing stories that you just have not heard before. And so everyone's welcome to join us and check it out and see if it's a good fit for you.
We're talking with Chicago Primetimers Board President David Zack. One of the things that was mentioned in Joe Donlin's piece was about pushback and a lot of support. And I can't imagine you getting pushback from something like this because it's all positive. Can you talk to me a little bit about the pushback a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's an election year. I'm 67, so I've been around long enough to know that a lot of times gay and lesbian people become hot button issues to get certain parts of certain demographics riled up about voting. So, you know, I thought when gay marriage was approved, I thought over the steps of time, you know, that, you know, getting AIDS under control, there's been so many things that I thought would be making life for LGBTQ people easier. But this year, for some reason, you know, there's a lot of pushback. There's a lot of legislation across the country, not here in Chicago as much. You know, Chicago's a pretty blue town. But surprisingly, in a lot of the suburbs, in a lot of the libraries, there's controversy about books being banned. There's a lot of confusion about trans kids. So I think just maybe within the last day or so, the Human Rights Campaign issued like an emergency bulletin saying it's a dangerous time for LGBTQ people in America, wherever you live. And I think that until we get to the next election cycle, we sort of are in the crosshairs for certain people when they want to get riled up. And sometimes it's your family member, sometimes it's your pastor, sometimes it's somebody who you would think would be on the side of let's all support each other, let's have a diverse country, let's embrace people of all different kinds, of all different nationalities, of all different genders. But right now we're at a point where I think there's just a lot of confusion about what gender is and about what pronouns are. You know, so I think sometimes people get, you know, it's like a landmine. You just kind of, you don't really know you're going to step on something until all of a sudden you're in the middle of it. And then you have to realize, I've got to figure out how to explain my view without making anybody angry. And just letting people know that it's okay to have different points of view in our country. That's what the country is based on. Not everyone's going to agree on everything. And so I think, I think in that way it's a little bit tricky. But that's why our club, I think, is really valuable to let people, you know, I get emails all the time from people saying, you know, I want to join you, but I'm afraid because, you know, my wife doesn't know, my situation has changed. To me, it's really interesting, you know, to be dealing with some of these guys who are 75, but who only came out when they were 61. And so in some ways, they're like, oh, you just have, you're a 14-year-old gay teenager. No wonder you're crazy and trying to do all this crazy fun stuff because you've only been out and open for a decade of your life. But it's great when you meet people's ex-wives, children, grandchildren, you know, the extended family that a lot of people have. That's fantastic.
We're talking with David Zack. He's the board president of Chicago Primetimers. And Primetimers, they are an international organization. One last question here. As far as Pride Month is concerned, we're pretty much at the beginning of it. And I want to know, like, what does the Pride Month mean to you? And do you feel like it's changed from its genesis to now to where it's more commercialized? And I mean, for me, and I know me being a black man, when, you know, Black History Month comes around, you get all these corporations, they come around. Hey, it's Black History Month. Come buy this, right. Come buy that. And now that it's Pride Month, you know, everybody's, you know, hey, it's Pride Month, you know, get 10% off here, get 10% off there. What does it mean to you, and do you feel like it's being more commercialized now?
I felt that more strongly maybe 10 years or so ago. I think right now people are being very cautious about their, you know, support of the community because of the pushback at Target and places like that. that are under fire from, you know, for having rainbows, flags, and all that sort of stuff. I think there was a time when it seemed like the whole world came to Chicago on the last Sunday in June to be a part of the Pride Parade. And, you know, over time, I've seen that parade go from, you know, quite a small little group of ragtag sort of things to having all those big corporate, you know, sponsors of you know, all the big guys. And you know, so there was definitely a part of that. But what I find really interesting now is it seems like there's so many smaller Pride celebrations in Des Plaines or in the suburbs or in various parts of America that don't necessarily mean all gay people are in the city. You know, there's a great organizations for gay people in Oak Park and in different parts of Illinois, and that's a good thing. You know, so you don't have to journey all the way down to Chicago to do a Pride parade. You can find it anywhere. And so for the people who are church leaders who embrace the gay community and are not afraid to do Pride, you know, I think the Catholic Church has Pride Mass, you know, maybe it's this Sunday. You know, so there's different, and other churches, you know, are really being wonderful in the way they've welcomed in, you know, not all churches, but a lot of churches, you know, you're welcome if you're, no matter if you're gay or straight or whatever you know, wherever you are, if you need to go to church, there are places you can find it. So I think it's a really good time for people to just sort of take stock and just sort of assess, you know, what they're watching, what they're reading, what their news sources are, and just realize that a lot of people, especially teenagers, so there's a lot of kids. It was difficult for me growing up in Lyle, Illinois, you know, which is a pretty great Western suburb. But there's a lot of kids who are in distress. There are a lot of wonderful teachers who reach out through drama departments, through reading clubs, who make an impact on people to say, whoever you are, we love you. Whoever you are, we support you. And there's a lot of parents who have done wonderful jobs just saying, you know, this isn't the life I wanted for you, but the fact that you're happy and partnered and having kids of your own, you know, we're thrilled for that. So I think it's a great opportunity for people just to kind of look around and just assess the situation, meet somebody on your block. You know, if you see a lot of people have rainbow flags hanging on their front porches, you know, stop in and say hello and just talk to people and just sort of realize that we're all, we have more things in common than we have dividing us, I think.
And there you have it. Chicago Primetimers Board President David Zack, ChicagoPrimetimers.com. And it's second Sunday night of every month, and Sather's Restaurant in Lakeview. That's when
this is the week, June 11th, coming up Sunday. So I know people will be listening to this long after that, but it's generally the second Sunday of each month. In the evening, the restaurant reopens for us. There's a great, you know, a little bit of conversation. There's a great buffet dinner with Ann Sather's and cinnamon rolls and all that stuff. And then there's entertainment. So people are really welcome to join us and say hello, and we'd like to meet them.
All right, great. And thanks for joining me.
Sure. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.